Audible Science and Neon. This is Michelle. May I help you?
Hey, good afternoon, Michelle. This is Pete with Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base with Charlie. Is he in right now?
What's the name of your company?
Cardiff, Bank of Cardiff.
And are you trying to give us financing?
Yeah, I'd called earlier in the year. He told me to circle back towards year end. Specifically with Section 179, are you guys doing anything?
Hang on.
This is Charlie. May I help you?
Hey, Charlie. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Pete?
Busy, man. Yeah, just trying to wrap up here. I gave you a call back in June regarding your use of Section 179 this year. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with 179, and I have some things that I'm going to do, but I have the funds to do it. So, you know, at the present time, I'm in good shape.
All good, good.
Yeah. We're plugging along.
Did you get anything else earlier in the year and you just pay cash for it, or have you not really bought any equipment this year, like new letter benders, hydraulic presses?
I haven't so far this year bought anything, any large purchases.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's good. Right, right. You guys still busy and growing, or are you kind of...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're through this rough economy. I mean, we keep a lean staff, and when it's busy, we work harder, that's all.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the way to do it. Very similar
over
here.
All you can do, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Charlie, can I send you my contact info via email, and, you know, if something larger comes up?
No, not necessary, because I get too much crap in email that I'm going to lose you know what I mean? Not only that, like I say... You know, what we're going to do towards the end of the year, I'm funded for, so...
Cash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, use it or lose it, the American way.
Yep.
God forbid you also save it.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't really know too many people who buy out equipment in cash anymore these days.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to save the cash to next year. For us, it's slow every winter, but we got to spend all our money in December. You know what I mean?
No, yeah,
or else... You pay your taxes, and then, you know, you struggle through the rough times.
Or else they're going to charge you, you know, you're gonna either use it on your business or just give it away, essentially.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but you're not allowed to hang on to it, you know, for the slow time.
No, why would we save, man? There's only credit markets.
No, you're not allowed to save. If you save, give me half of it. You can save the other half, you know, and I'll invest yours overseas, you know.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Yeah.
Well, I'll circle back with you, like, maybe after year end here, but, you know, just in case, too, we do offer lease buyback, so if you, you bought something in cash, and then, things get a little tight, what we actually do is basically give you what you paid for it, and then just put it into a lease.
Yeah, turn it into a plan, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know.
I'll touch base with you later down the road, Charlie.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.